Are you awake?
Yeah, just about.
Good. Good. How's the head?
I've been better. How long have I been asleep?
Oh, a while now. What do you remember?
Being brought here to the Galactic Trig by John and Eleanor.
All right, Robert. Now, why do you think you're here?
To get well. To be trained as a tomorrow person. To look after the Earth.
Do you believe that? Or is it a litany you've been told to say?
That's all right. It's what John said to me before they found out about my special power.
Special power?
Well, apparently I can heal.
Oh, you and me both. I do hope you're not going to put me out of work.
I'm going to be based on Earth. Use my gifts to make things better, I hope. I mean, I can't exactly reattach arms or cure cancer, but I'm dead good at headaches and sore throats.
Well, I'm safe for a few more years then. Look, I must go now, Robert, but I'm sure others will be along soon. Just to check you over. I'll see you later.
Hey, any chance of a bite to eat? I'm starving.
I'll see what I can rustle up.
Well?
Oh, yes. I think we've found the first part of our weapon. Now to the next. Morning, Mr. Dixon. How are you feeling today? Okay, I understand that, but nevertheless, I am going to ask the same question day in, day out until you respond verbally. It's my job. Shall I ask again?
If you must.
Day 16, patient finally responds to oral stimuli. Success at last.
Where am I?
Patient asks questions regarding his surroundings.
Oh, please stop talking to the ceiling. Why don't you talk to me instead?
My name is Taz. Hewed Taz, I'm CMO aboard the Trig.
Is that where I am?
Is it where you expect it to be?
I didn't expect to be anywhere.
What's the last thing you remember, Mr. Dixon? John?
I don't know. There was a woman, a fight. No. I can't remember.
Good. Because if you'd been able to recall anything from your short-term memory, I'd have known you were lying.
Am I dying?
No.
Oh, good.
How do you know I'm telling the truth?
You're a Grantian, going by your skin colour, eyes and webbed fingers. Grantians are a respected part of the Federation because lying is alien to them. Makes you great allies and lousy doctors.
We have good bedside manner, however, even when imparting bad news. How do you know we don't lie?
Because I was part of the delegation that brought you into the Federation 18 years ago.
Were you? Well, I didn't know that. Thank you. I like learning new information about my patients.
So?
So what?
So, are you going to fill in the blanks? Tell me why I'm here.
You're ill.
I gathered that. How did I fall ill? When? What's wrong with me?
Observation, patient is displaying characteristics usually prescribed to this individual. This is encouraging.
What does that mean, Doctor?
It means, John, that you asked sensible, practical questions. My research notes suggested you would.
Explain?
Well, you are a methodical thinker, not given to time-wasting or irrelevance. You are practical.
A while back, I was accused of being cold and emotionless.
That may be true. I can't judge that. But you didn't ask the question most humans would have.
Which is? Oh, wait. Let me guess. If it had been Eleanor or Paul here, their first question would have been, when can I go home?
Perhaps. So you remember Paul and Eleanor?
I can remember most things, just not the immediate past.
Good. Good. Now, where is home, exactly?
Earth, you know that.
Be specific.
England.
More.
London.
More, please.
I don't understand.
Most people would have supplied a home address to the initial inquiry.
Most people don't wake up on a space station in synchronous orbit around the dark side of the moon.
I had a patient a couple of months back from the planet Leskar. I asked him the same question. He gave me a street address immediately.
I'm not him.
Indeed. Would you describe yourself as self-assured?
Yes.
Good. Responsible?
Yes.
I'd like to ask you to do something for me. Oh, firstly, are you comfortable? I can have the bed adjusted so you could sit up.
I'm fine just as I am, thank you.
Okay. I, however, feel you are at a psychological disadvantage lying prone. Would you like to move?
I don't feel disadvantaged, psychologically or otherwise.
Refusal noted. All right, I'm going to say some words and... Sorry?
And you want me to say the first thing that comes into my head?
Very good.
Don't patronise me, Dr. Taz. Well?
First thing, no pauses, okay. Space.
Infinite.
Time.
Precious.
Hyperspace.
Dangerous.
Federation.
Important.
Computer.
Tool.
Saps.
Weak.
Lab.
Home.
Friends.
Essential.
Georgie.
You bastard.
Georgie.
Dead.
Death.
Failure.
Order.
Rational.
Strength.
Intelligence.
Stress.
Unacceptable.
Relaxation.
Work. God, this is scaring even me.
Humour.
Defence. All right, you've made your point, Doctor. I'm a solitary workaholic. Big deal. Why am I here?
Let's continue, John. Work.
Important. Now, look, I said...
Failure.
Unlikely. Except...
Except for those who've died. Those you believe you allowed to die.
What are you talking about?
I'm here to help you, John. You're here to get better, physically and mentally.
What happened to me?
You've spent your life building walls around yourself, haven't you? Neatly compartmentalizing aspects of your life so nothing crosses over.
What?
You are a tomorrow person. You work out of the lab. You have your biometric computer. You have Paul and Eleanor to help you at the moment. Do they know your home address, John? Do they know what your favorite brand of coffee is, or which movie star you like to see regularly?
They don't go to the movies.
You used to.
When I was younger, yes. But they were boring.
Because?
Because no matter what stories, sets and effects they could dream up, nothing compared with the reality of being out here in space. No story could begin to explore the true majesty of life.
Do Paul and Eleanor know you think this?
Should they?
Well, that's rather the point, isn't it, John? Should they?
Probably, if it mattered to them.
What about whether it mattered to you?
Is that why I'm here? Paul and Eleanor think I'm cracking up, worried I might damage the lab again.
So, you do remember?
Bits and pieces. I have had, 3 weeks now to think about things?
3 weeks, yes.
So what's the real reason I'm here, Taz?
Because 5 days ago you had a breakdown. You walked out of this room, went to the central control office and began systematically erasing records of every tomorrow person who had broken out, I believe is your vernacular. You were found trying to erase all and any record of everyone you've known for the last 20 years or so.
Why would I do that?
Because in my considered opinion, you're quite mad. Utterly insane. And it's my job to take your fragmented, disjointed mind and try to put it back together again.
Good morning, Miss Mbondo.
Good morning, nurse. How are you?
Fine. And you?
I felt better, but to be frank, I've felt worse.
According to the readouts here, things are improving.
Good. I'm keen to get out of here. I do have work to do.
Oh, really? What do you do out in the real world?
I'm part of the diplomatic corps for the Federation. We're close to brokering peace with the Saucons.
Well, I understand you have the upper hand. Something about knowing their battle plans well in advance.
Yes. I'm not sure you should know about that, actually.
Oh, well, sorry, but you hear things here.
Have you been stationed here long?
No, not long.
Sorry if I appear rude, but I don't know your species.
I'm from Tarrell. We joined the Federation some months back. There's a group of us here on a special envoy agreement. There's me, and a couple in administration, and... Oh, my friend Hallie works in transport.
Well, it's nice to see some new faces about the place. I spend months away sometimes, and then come back to the same old people. Only the chairman seems to change.
Yes. This is the current chair's second term, I understand.
Yes, but not concurrently. He first took office, about 6 years ago, and then went back home. He only took up his second posting a week or so back, I gather. He's a good man. A callous, I think.
Yes, the tree is full of good people. I'm very honoured to be working here.
Good. How long do you think before I can get out of here?
Well, that's up to Dr. Taz. He should pop in later, but right now he's dealing with another patient.
Anyone I know?
Oh, I doubt it. A strange case. He's on suicide watch, so we have to be very careful with him.
Oh, how sad. Which planet?
Oh, I don't really know. All these aliens look so strange to me. I'm not sure where they come from unless it's on a data pad in front of me. Oh, you're from Earth, aren't you?
Yes. Not that I've been there for a couple of years. I suppose I ought to pop back and visit my family and friends. You know, I've not caught up with John and Tim for ages.
John? John who?
The leader of the Tomorrow People. Have you heard of him?
No, no, not at all.
Could you ask the doctor to see me soon? I really want to get out of here.
I'll see what I can do. When did you last see one?
A day or two ago, I think. Yes, that's right. Tuesday morning.
Tuesday?
Sorry, I still think in human terms. Trig date 186.4.
Oh, 18... Right. I'll mention it to him as soon as possible. Good day.
Bye. Now, call me paranoid, but that nurse was definitely lying about something. I wonder what.
Well, Tim, anything?
No, Paul. I have no news to tell you.
I can't believe we can't visit John.
Oh, I can. He's probably fine now and just hanging around up there rather than helping us.
Just not like him.
I mean, if you or I went AWOL, he'd go ballistic. But if he wants to jaunt off on a... well, a jaunt across the galaxy, no one's supposed to be cross.
If I may...
Paul, that's not fair.
Oh, you're always standing up for him, whatever he does.
I said, if I may...
I do not. I just think he's entitled to some R&R if he wants
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but we don't know if it's R&R or DOA.
That's a horrible thing to say.
If I may... Thank you. I was going to say that I've contacted some of John's former associates... to see if they've been to visit him.
Oh, great. Well, I hope they took cards and some chocolates. And a huge teddy bear with balloons attached.
Paul! Sorry, Tim, you were saying?
And as yet, no one has seen him. Neither Andrew nor Carol are in this arm of the galaxy right now, so I can't reach them. Mike and Elizabeth are known to be in the solar system, whilst Adam and Amy...
Adam?
Say...
Who?
You don't mean...
No, Paul. Well, never mind. While we wait to hear a progress report on his recovery... You both have things to do.
Yeah, don't I know it?
Paul, you've done a good job. Another coat or two and it'll be perfect.
How come I have to redecorate this place whilst Eleanor gets time off?
I don't have time off. I've got a day job. And besides, I've got things I need to do.
What things?
Never mind.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dixon.
Is it? I hadn't noticed.
Hadn't noticed what, Mr. Dixon?
But it had gone from morning to afternoon. It only seems like 10 minutes ago that Dr. Taz was in here.
I see. Dr. Taz last visited you 2 days ago. You've been on your own since then.
But
you became agitated, and the doctors decided it was best to leave you alone for a while. You've been asleep. A deep REM sleep for 18 hours, according to these instruments.
So why are you here, nurse? To wake me up?
You awoke by yourself 5 minutes ago. I would not have disturbed you otherwise.
Except in an emergency.
Indeed. Although emergencies on the Trig are rare these days.
I meant a medical emergency.
So did I.
So, no chance of a cardiac arrest or seizure or stroke then?
Of course not. The equipment monitors and, if necessary, doses you appropriately to avoid any such things. You are in perfect physical health.
Then why am I here?
Because you're mad. Insane. Nuttier than a fruitcake. Tick-tock, tick-tock, whoop-whoop, round the bend and out the other side. Good afternoon, Mr. Dixon.
Hang on, nurse. Nurse!
Nurse, come back! Please, I need someone to talk to.
Fascinating, isn't it, Chairman?
I think it's rather sad. How long had it been since you really last spoke to him?
90 minutes, give or take.
So why the ruse?
A good question. Nurse?
Dr. Taz? Chairman? I chose to lie to check the stimulus that such an obvious untruth would represent.
I don't understand how that helps us.
It's a new form of psychometry, sir. We, adapted it from one of our affiliates. To them, it was a torture device. Here on the Trig, I feel it has better applications.
More practical?
I see.
Not a thing for you to worry about, sir.
We'll get him better again. Rest assured.
I hope so. The powers that be are alarmed that John is... damaged in this way.
Of course they are, sir.
And we're taking every step to ensure that he recovers as quickly and as smoothly as is necessary.
Can we help you with any further questions, Chairman?
No. I must make my report. Keep me informed of his progress, people. He's very important.
Oh, we are well aware of that, sir. Very well aware indeed.
What now?
No. Now we wait and see what happens next. Good morning. How did you sleep? They tell me it's nearly time for you to go home, you know. All cured and all that. Do you believe you're cured? Well, do you? Oh, of course, I do apologize. Let me remove the gag. Of course, we don't call them gags these days. Solid light mufflers, I think, is the term. So, tell me, how do you feel? Up for a little excursion, perhaps?
Who the hell are you? Where's Dr. Taz?
Mr. Jameson, I am Dr. Taz. I have always been Dr. Taz. And from now on, as far as you're concerned, I always will be Dr. Taz. Yes? I said, yes. Now, let me ask you again. Do you feel up to a little adventure, Mr. Jameson?
I think so, yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Dr. Taz.
That's better. Now, what's the last thing you can remember? Clearly remember, that is.
I was in hyperspace. I was talking to John.
That's right. Well done. You wanted to kill him, didn't you? No, not very nice, I must say.
No, that was the Saucons. They brainwashed me. I fought it.
Of course you did. Brave little soldier, you.
And then
they brought you here to be cured. A tomorrow person with the desire, the ability to kill. Very dangerous. And unique. A man, a special man with talents like that, why, you could make a packet out there in space. Telepathic mercenaries about to teleport out of danger? People would pay good money for that.
No. It's immoral. It can't happen like that.
No. No, of course not. What was I thinking? Tell you what, Mr. Jameson, I think you need a bit more rest. Tomorrow morning. It'll all look better then. Yes? Nighty-night. One last thing, Mr. Jameson. You do know you haven't been cured, don't you? You do know that as far as your friends and family are concerned, you're still as guilty as ever for the willful murder of Kenneth Green and Ma Ning Tzu Tai, don't you?
No. God, no. Look, it wasn't my fault.
No, of course it wasn't. Nevertheless, they're all still out there, you know. John and the other tomorrow people looking for you. Eventually they'll twig your hair and they'll find you. I don't think they like you, Stephen.
My friends. They're my friends.
Not anymore. It's a kill or be killed universe in the 21st century, Stephen. We're all predators or prey. Which will you end up, I wonder? Good day.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No. Help me, someone. Help me. Help me.
Hello, John.
Oh, you're back. Well?
I wanted to see if you'd had a chance to consider our conversation last week.
It was just over 3.5 hours ago.
No, John. I've been away from the trick for 6 days now. I'm concerned by this inability to comprehend linear time. It may be a sign of a malady I had not seen in you before.
It's now been 216 minutes. That's 12,960 seconds, give or take.
You don't get out much, do you?
I don't need to.
When was the last time you relaxed? I mean, when did you go out for a nice dinner, or take in a movie, or head up to the, what's the term? Oh, yes, the West End for a show. Well?
Those things don't interest me much.
No. No, but why not? I mean, when did it become so important that your work for the Galactic Federation, your role as leader of the Tomorrow People, took over your life to the extent you ceased having one?
If that's true, and I'm not convinced it is, surely that was my choice.
Yes, but what was the catalyst? Building Tim? Discovering Carol? Seeing your brother burned to death?
How did you know about that?
Oh, was that a glimmer of emotion? Did I see a flare of anger in your eyes there? Pain, perhaps? He was your brother. You grew up alongside him.
That was a long time ago.
But does it go away?
No, of course it doesn't, damn you! I was supposed to look after him, and I failed. I failed him.
Other than you, who held you responsible for that? Your parents?
I think you should go away now, Dr. Taz. I'm tired.
In a moment. Why did you build a biomorphic computer, John?
I'm sorry?
Most of the mainframes the Federation sent to developing worlds are guidance machines, simple teaching devices. You took yours and modified it. Gave it a personality, a voice. Why?
Go away.
Was it to replace your brother? Is everything you do or don't do related to that one incident? Is Tim the computer your way of honoring your brother or replacing him? Does the existence of Tim the computer truly make up for the loss of Timothy Dixon, your brother?
That had nothing to do with it. Go away.
I shall be back later. Be that an hour or 6 weeks, who knows? You certainly don't.
Well?
That was interesting. Amnesia aside, he's proving hard to break. I don't know where he gets his strength from, but you've got to admire him.
We have a problem.
Which is?
There's another Tomorrow person here, on the trig.
Yeah, Stephen Jameson. Paranoid, depressed, suicidal. His defences are so down, he's no threat, and with the dampening fields in effect, there's no way he can telepathically communicate with John, or vice versa.
There's another.
Say that again.
There's another one. The patient in room 89.
Elizabeth Mbondo? She's just an ambassador, albeit human. Why do you think she's one of this lot?
She told me.
You had a conversation with her about Tomorrow People.
She brought it up, not me.
How do you mean she brought it up? It's not exactly a casual topic of conversation.
She also knows the chairman of old.
That's not surprising. So long as she doesn't know Taz.
But that's the point. Suppose she does.
It didn't occur to you to find that out.
No, sorry.
I wonder how well she knows John.
She mentioned him and the computer.
Did she? Oh dear, that does cause a problem.
We have to be careful. One slip and we could be found out.
You think? Why else do you imagine I'm trying to be cautious and not have chatty conversations with all and sundry? For all our research, it wouldn't be difficult for us to make a tiny slip and expose the truth.
What if they find the real Taz?
They won't. I took care of that a couple of days ago.
What about Elizabeth? She wants to see a doctor.
Did she specify me? Taz, I mean?
No.
Good. Time for a visit. Let me just get some stuff from the store.
And so, beings of the Federation, I'm delighted to tell you that a peace has finally been brokered with... Brokered with? That sounds dreadful. No, a peace has finally been achieved between the Source and Empire and the Federated Worlds. Both myself and Ambassador Damon are... Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello there, Miss Mbondo. Elizabeth, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Rehearsing a speech?
Yes, I'm due to address the Federation Council tomorrow, if I can get out of here.
Oh. Nasty little infection you picked up going by the records. But I think it's almost cleared up now. That's the trouble with you diplomatic types. You do all this wonderful work on our behalf and then forget to take your shots when you're going to 6 different worlds in a week.
Sounds about right. So when can I go?
Honestly, in about 2 hours, I reckon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I just need to give you this one last shot, and I think your immune system will be at peak efficiency, if not slightly better. So, there. There, that's done. Now you should feel the effects in a moment or two.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. I'm not sure. Doctor, I think whatever this is, it's...
You seem to be suffering a reaction. Nurse! Nurse!
Doctor?
Nurse, Elizabeth seems to be reacting badly to the treatment.
What's happening to me?
I really don't know. My guess is that you're dying. I must have used the wrong drugs. Oh, curse my alien brain for not checking on the difference between human and source and physiology.
Help me.
Too late, I think. Don't you, Doctor?
Oh, indeed. Far too late. One down, two to go.
Thank you.
better?
Nurse, Elizabeth seems to be reacting badly to the treatment.
What's happening to me?
I really don't know. My guess is that you're dying. I must have used the wrong drugs. Oh, curse my alien brain for not checking on the difference between human and source and physiology.
Help me!
Too late, I think. Don't you, Doctor?
Oh, indeed. Far too late. One down, two to go.
What was that?
What was what?
I heard a cry.
It was nothing.
No, I heard a cry.
Nonsense, Robert. You can't. Each room has a proctor field. It means it's shielded to stop stray noises and telepathic resonances from breaking through. You're imagining it.
Oh! Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Well, stupid things are supposed to be unbreakable, but I've managed to... Ow! To cut myself.
Well, let me see.
It's all right.
So trust me, I'm a doctor.
Well, okay, but... Goodness! What did you do?
Well, that was easy. Just a few tiny capillaries needed rejoining, plus a bit of epidermal tissue restructuring.
You certainly sound like a doctor.
Oh, I know. It's odd. It's like these things are growing in my brain.
Things?
Well, bits of information. I mean, stuff I probably already knew, bits from biology classes and so on, but I'd forgotten, like you do, you know? It's like these new powers are bringing it all back out of my subconscious.
I had no idea.
Please don't make a fuss. It's not like I'm a medical genius or anything. And anyway, I'm not supposed to use my powers. Dr. Taz will tell me off.
Right, that's it. I've done enough painting and decorating to last me a lifetime. If John's entitled to 3 weeks R&R, then I'm allowed to... Oh, hello. Shazza. Sorry, Sharon. I was wondering... Can I ring you back?
Eleanor, there's something that's worrying me.
What's that?
Hello? Am I invisible all of a sudden? Couldn't you have told me? Or am I just the handyman now?
Shh, Paul. What is it, Tim?
Reports are coming in that the Sorsan Empire is returning to its borders.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, surely that means the Trigg's ambassadors have done their job.
You're right. However, I would have expected to have been officially informed by now. But I can't raise the Trigg. Not the chairman, nor Timus, nor Tikno, no one.
Well, perhaps we should pop up there, see what's going on.
I'd considered that possibility. However, I have been contacted by someone else who was on their way anyway, and he is going to investigate.
Who's that?
An old friend.
And so, we are pleased to announce the cessation of hostilities and... Yes, enter.
Chairman?
Mr. Bell, welcome back to the Trigg. It's been too long.
Not really, but thank you for pretending. I can't say I've missed the place.
I see. So, what brings you here?
But I was asked to nip by, see if I could find out what the problem is.
Problem?
Yes. No signals are getting in or out. I had to jaunt in from my shuttle as no one could answer my docking house.
I'm not sure I understand.
The galactic Trigg, Mr. Chairman, is cut off. And if you don't know about it, then it's a good thing that I'm here to tell you.
I shall have my staff look into this.
Oh, yeah, right, your staff, yeah. Good, are they?
I believe so.
Come with me, mate. I think you need to see something.
I don't believe this.
Nor me when I first got here. Explains why I couldn't get through the docking base. The whole Trigg's like this.
Why wasn't I affected?
I don't know. What security measures are on your office area?
Good point. It is secure against all forms of attack.
air filtration?
A separate system to the main station. Only my office and the medical and botanic sections are on a separate source, because of the different races that occupy those areas on a regular basis.
Well, why don't we nip over to them then, and see if they're okay, or whether they're in Noddy Land like this lot?
What do you think caused it?
Airborne gas, if I'd done it. I'd use an odourless, colourless variant of XK-65. Probably buy it in from Tarsus or one of the Granta colonies.
So it's true. You do keep unsavoury company these days.
Listen, mate, they didn't need me on Earth, and I wasn't going to follow in the others' footsteps and become one of the tame ambassadors spouting the party line and generally being a good Federation foot soldier. Lucky for you, really.
Why aren't we affected by the gas now?
Well, if it is XK-65, it dissipates in about 4 minutes. Any longer, and the victims go into neurological shutdown, forget to breathe and suffocate. Someone wanted the trig out for a few hours, but didn't want to cause trouble by killing everyone.
Why?
Well, if I was doing a job like this, it'd be either to get a bomb planted or something nicked. A quick in-and-out job, neatly done. When did you last come out of your office and talk to anyone?
About an hour. Oh, make that 2. Time flies when you're speech writing.
Oh, what an exciting life you lead. Let's try the medical wing. See if anyone's awake there.
Wait a moment. You said it could be a bomb.
Yeah, but I doubt it.
Why?
Well, these people are still alive. If you plant a bomb in a space station, you don't bother leaving everyone asleep. Well, you might as well kill them all first and then lessen the chances of the bomb being found.
I wonder what John would make of your mercenary tactics these days.
John? Oh, I stay well away from him if I can.
Then you're out of luck. He's here, in the medical wing.
Really? Ill? Is he?
He's recovering.
Who's the poor sod looking after him?
Dr. Taz, I believe. Yes, that's right. A Grantian.
Really? Now that's interesting.
Oh? Really? Why is that interesting?
You weren't listening to me earlier, were you?
I'm sorry?
Where did I say XK-65 could be bought? The Granta colonies. How the hell do you people define security up here? Let's go.
Well, nurse?
It was remarkable. I mean, he just touched my hand and it repaired itself.
What are you talking about?
The human boy in room 6. Mitchell.
Robert Mitchell, what about him?
I cut myself and he healed me, just like that.
Did he now? Well, very nice for you, but less so for us.
Why?
The gas?
But the gas has dissipated, Doctor. The inhabitants of the Trig will be unconscious for about 6 hours.
Yes, but Boy Wonder back there could wake them all up, just by touching them or looking at them or wishing on a star or something.
We'd better get a move on, then.
Yes, I believe we are free to begin our escape with our prize.
You've got it already?
No, we've got to collect it along the way. I've had to deactivate the security systems in here, however. Hopefully the telepaths are all unconscious too, or we're in trouble. Is the ship prepared?
Down to the last detail. And what of the other patients?
I'm quite sure the real medical staff that will be appointed after we've gone can look after them. Now, come on.
Can anyone hear me? This is Ambassador Elizabeth Mbondo of Earth trying to reach anyone aboard the Galactic Trig. I've been given a neuroinhibition drug and my body is immobile. I need help. Can anyone hear me?
Elizabeth?
Stephen? Stephen, is that you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm safe.
What do you mean, safe?
I mean, I feel safe here. It's nice and quiet.
You're not making sense.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Why?
Well, you're just a figment of my subconscious. Come to remind me about what I did.
Stephen, I need your help. I'm real. Where are you?
Oh, no. You can't get me like that. I'm safe, and I'm staying that way. No one can hurt me, and I can't hurt them.
Stephen, I may well be dying. Can you take the chance that I'm not real and leave me to die up here?
Well, where are you?
I'm on the Trig, in the medical center. I had an infection that required desolation, and I...
Oh, give it a rest, Elizabeth. Or rather, subconscious. You should have thought up something much better than that.
I don't understand.
I'm in the Trig's medical center. Have been for nearly a year now. I'd know if you or any other Tomorrow people were here, wouldn't I?
You're here too?
Oh, nice try.
Stephen, think about what you know about the Trig and its medical center. Each room is deliberately shielded against outside influences. Sound, light, TK powers of any kind, so that patients can be healed in solitude.
So, how come we can communicate? Unless you're my subconscious and I'm creating you.
Presumably, someone has shut off all the safeguards.
Why?
How should I know? Well, if the station was under attack from, say, someone inside.
Such as?
Oh, I don't know. Well, how about the doctor who poisoned me? Suppose he wanted to create a problem internally. He'd have to shut down a number of security measures, possibly even including the barriers between rooms.
No, sorry. No, I'm going back to sleep now. More voices from the past will only disturb me. Well, that's what Dr. Taz told me anyway. Well, one of them. There's two Dr. Tazes now. I worked that one out for myself, you know.
Taz of Bostra?
Yes, him. And the other one, the Grantian.
Stephen, the doctor who poisoned me was the Grantian. That's not Taz.
Stop shouting, it hurts. Look, I need rest. Well, they keep telling me that. Otherwise, I might kill again, and I can't do that. I can't kill, not again. I'll go mad, loopy, insane. No, I'm safe here.
Stephen? Stephen, please talk to me. Stephen!
The medical wing is in one of the outer sectors. We need to take one of the internal shuttle trams.
I have been here before.
Why are you here now, Mr. Bell?
Because Tim asked nicely. And?
And?
And I have to admit, I'm rather looking forward to rescuing John and hearing him say, thank you.
What is it about John that creates either total devotion or total hatred in his fellow tomorrow people?
Don't get you.
We have two other patients here, both former associates of John, and you. One believes in him wholeheartedly, holds him up as a model.
Ah, Elizabeth, naturally.
And one who tried to kill him.
Ah, yeah, poor Stephen. Oh, the tomorrow person who can kill. I saw his handiwork a year or so back. Not pretty.
So, why does John deserve your ire?
Oh, it's not John. It's the whole thing, really. Him, you, all this. You really have no idea of life out there, do you? You know, in space, in the galaxy.
Of course we do.
No, mate. Now, what you know about are the places that you have diplomatic treaties with. The nice planets that want to be one big happy family.
Like the Saucens, or the Thargans, or any number of aggressive, imperious bullies.
Yeah, but you can deal with them. I mean, you eventually sort them out. No, I'm talking about the planets you have avoided. The ones with the spaceports and bars. The ones with squalid housing and dying kids. The ones that no one can talk about.
Why should we ignore such places?
Because they haven't got the money or the resources you need to prop up your Federation. They don't have the weapons or minerals needed to fight your petty little wars. These are just planets. And that's what I do.
A mercenary with a heart.
Look, that's the second time you've called me a mercenary. I'm not. My being a tomorrow person puts a stop to that. And that's why poor Stephen's the mess that he is. It's not in our nature.
So, what do you do on these poor little worlds?
I help them survive. Me and a group of guys go out there and actually try to do something about the little people that you can't, or more likely won't, see.
But that's what the Federation is all about. Helping people. Bringing them under one roof. Distributing supplies, food, medicines.
Yeah, but you pick and choose your planets, don't you? I mean, you have politicians and strategists to help you decide who does and doesn't deserve your help. Me? I just pick up the pieces on the ones you ignore. The ones touched by the cartel.
You have changed, Mike. Bitter and angry. It's not what the tomorrow people are like.
And in what way hasn't what I've just said reflected exactly what John and the others have said and done all these years? I just do it anonymously and where it's not sanctioned.
Why are you here? I mean, really, why does finding John really matter to you?
Because I need him. For all his pomposity and grandeur, he's a bloody good leader of people. And I need him to come with me and see what I see, and then come back and take charge of this place. Put the Federation to good use.
That's my job.
Yeah. And that's why I'm going to have him challenge you and the whole system. Declare what the people across the galaxy really think. I'll put up a vote of no confidence in you and the council and put him in charge. He can do what he does best. Take command. Give me the resources to do what I do best, helping people who really need it. Look, there's something dark out there, Chairman. A group of businessmen and corporations crushing the little people, and you're doing nothing about it. I'm going to make you notice them, no matter what it takes.
You hate the Federation that much. You destroy what it is today.
For a better tomorrow? Yeah, of course. Well, that's what it's been about all these years. Building better worlds.
Gas of some sort. A powerful ether base with... How the hell do I know that?
Must be the medical superbrain again. Great. Dr. Mitchell, last defender of the Earth against the terrible Noxians, pulls himself up out of the bed and... Oh, damn! Dr. Bloody Mitchell finds he's strapped down.
Hello? Who are you?
What? Who's that?
Ow! Not so loud. Sorry, I'm in your head. Who are you?
If you're in my head, how come you don't already know?
Because it's impolite to read minds and memories without being asked first.
Like this, you mean?
Very good. I'm Elizabeth.
Robert Mitchell. I'd shake hands, but A, you're not here, and B, I can't move.
Don't struggle. I'm trying to focus on where you are. See if I can help. Did that work?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I mean, yeah. Where are you?
I honestly don't know. I'm somewhere aboard the Galactic Trig, if that means anything.
So am I. Medical section, room 6.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm in another room. I don't know the number, but there can't be many. Can you walk?
I can now. Hey! Hello? Anyone there? Okay, Elizabeth. No one around. They've scarpered. Well, they're still unconscious from the gas attack. I'll try a few doors and see if I can find you.
Good afternoon, John. How are you today?
Same as I was before. I want to go home.
You can't. You're ill, I told you.
I'm not ill. I just...
Just had a nervous breakdown over a head full of guilt. You couldn't save them all, you know.
Do you have any idea how many died?
No. But then neither do you.
I heard their voices. I heard their...
Spirits? Oh, John. I never took you for a religious man.
I'm not, particularly. But they were there all the same, and I let them down.
Guilt. Survivor's guilt. They jaunted into hyperspace and dissipated, whereas you didn't. You were stronger than them. You have a strong mind, John.
I think it might have been some form of survivor's guilt, yes. So, I'm cured. Can I go home now?
I don't think so, no.
Why not?
Things to do, places to go. Tell me about Tim.
Not again. Which one?
The computer. Marvellous piece of work. How do you do it?
I don't honestly know. I think it was a joint effort.
With whom?
Tim and I. He guided me, filled in the blanks, made it seem so logical.
A powerful computer, this Tim. Not often that a sentient being actually creates itself. Quite a skill.
Tim's type are.
There are more?
Like him. No, each one is different, individual. Alive. Tim's the only one I've encountered that talks, but there are others on Earth and scattered around the galaxy.
If you found another, could you make it Tim Mark II? Could it talk, reason, take proactive steps?
I don't know. It's been a long time. Why would I want to?
Just asking.
Well, it would depend on the computer, I imagine. Whether or not it wanted to do all the same things as Tim.
I imagine it could be very powerful.
In what way?
In the wrong hands. I mean, imagine if one of the Federation's enemies found one. Imagine what they could do with it.
No, I can imagine a few things.
Yes?
Yes, I imagine they'd go to some lengths, possibly some quite extraordinary lengths, to find someone who could program it the way they wanted it programmed. Wouldn't you?
Oh, you're good, John. Very good.
Not really. You're just pretty lousy. I sussed you a long time ago. I knew you weren't Hugh Taz.
Oh, that wretched experience life you lead. You know everyone, been everywhere, done everything.
What do you want?
What the hell do you think we want? We've got one of your precious embryonic computers. It's not awake yet, not programmed. But with you programming it to do what we want, anything is possible.
So the Sorsons have a new weapon.
Sorsons? Are you insane? No, no, don't answer that. The jury's still out. Of course I'm not a Sorson. They're gone. Old news. Yesterday's fish and chip wrapping. I'm from the cartel.
The what?
Bigger, better, more organized than any individual race or empire. Fingers in lots of pies. I believe you encountered one of our apprentices before. You knew him as Benson, I think?
Oh, yes. I vaguely remember. Sent him off with a flea in his ear.
Nothing compared to the one he got when he returned. He's pretty annoyed with you tomorrow, people. Particularly that young Paul. Wouldn't like to be in his shoes right now.
How did you gain security access to the trig?
I'm sorry to tell you that you're not on the trig, John. This is a mock-up. A duplicate. We thought we'd fool you a while longer, but no difference. Nurse, the screens, please. There's the trig, you see? And we should be just far enough out of range so any little telepathic messages you might be sending can't reach it. In another day or so, we'll be on one of the cartel's worlds. Say bye-bye, John. You won't see it again.
Oh, yes, I will.
No, I'm not being melodramatic. Well, not much. I mean it quite literally. Time for the trig to go to that great scrap heap in the sky. Say bye-bye, trig. Bye-bye.
Tell me more about this cartel.
Well, there's not much to tell. So far, they restrict their business to non-aligned worlds. Worlds out of the Federation's purview. But recently, one or two of the smaller worlds have succumbed. They sent requests to you, of course, but they seem too unimportant to deal with, I imagine.
No one is unimportant to the Council.
Well, then what about Belus? What about Nakon 4? What about Callisto?
Belus wanted help with some business deal. They were expanding their factories. That's not our business. We're not a bank. Nakon 4, they asked for help repelling an invasion. When we got there, there was no invasion, so we went away. They asked again. We went back, same deal. I understand they tried a third time, but they were, I think your people say, crying wolf.
The cartel are cleverer than you think, which, to be frank, ain't difficult. And Callisto?
Callisto was fine the last time I was there.
Well, when were you there? Oh, God! Of course. You're a Callis, ain't you? Oh, your home planet is Callisto.
So you see, Mike, you're not really as clever as you think. You're seeing shadows, problems, cartels, even where there are none. I believe that...
Oh, what's happened? God, someone's just blown up half the trig. Chairman? Chairman! We're depressurizing!
And that, John, is just the cargo bay's gone. One little section out of six. A teeny tiny amount of casualties, I imagine. No one of any importance.
What do you want?
Simple. You will build us a new TIM. A war computer capable of outthinking, outsmarting every other tactical machine in the galaxy. You will give the cartel economic and material control over the Federation, the aligned worlds, and a few thousand unaligned ones I could identify if I had a Bartholomew's Galactic Gazetteer handy.
And if I say no?
That's the main engineering section gone. That was full of people. Sleeping people, but living people all the same. Until now.
You animal.
Possibly. But let me assure you that for every moment you refuse to help us, another part of the trig is atomized. That gives you 4 minutes. And after that, I start killing your other friends. In front of you.
You, inside!
Stephen!
The main engineering section gone. That was full of people. Sleeping people, but living people all the same. Until now.
You animal.
Possibly. But let me assure you that for every moment you refuse to help us, another part of the trig is atomized. That gives you 4 minutes. And after that, I start killing your other friends. In front of you.
You! Inside!
Stephen!
You must be Liz, then.
I'm Elizabeth, yes. I presume you're Robert.
You can't move, not even your mouth.
No.
Well, excuse me for using mine, but all that telepathy stuff gives me a headache. Which is ironic.
Why?
Because I'm a healer. Whatever that means to anyone, Liz.
Elizabeth, in what way are you a healer?
I heal people. What other way can you mean?
Laying on of hands, mind over matter, buzzsaws and needle and thread.
I see. No, I just have to touch the damage and think about it and zap, it's done.
That's quite a talent. What was that noise earlier?
I don't know, but it sounded like a big bang. The floor shook.
I wonder if part of the trig has been damaged in some way.
If it was, it's a long way from here. Now, don't move.
Robert, what are you doing?
Laying of hands, I think you called it. Oh.
Could be dangerous. I'm not sure you should be doing that. Oh.
Well, at least you can talk now.
And move. Thank you. If you're okay, we should try and find out what's going on out there.
Chairman? Chairman? You okay?
I think... No, I don't think so. My legs won't work.
Damn. I can't see any damage. But it might be spinal.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I never do.
I noticed.
What do you think happened?
At a guess, we were attacked. We must try to locate survivors.
Difficult if they're already unconscious. Hang on. Okay. Oh, it's bad. Oh, two entire sections have gone. Blown open. You've lost engineering and the cargo bays.
Two down, four to go. Plus main control.
Where we are, how many casualties do you think?
A lot. Oh, I never wanted this job.
Well, tough. Look, listen, I'm going to jaunt ahead and see if I can get to the medical sector now.
I'll wait here, then.
I guess so. Look, I can jaunt you a small way. Well, suppose I get you to a communications center. Or you can send out a distress call.
Thank you. I might feel useful that way. Who do you think did this?
Sorsons? Cartel? Any number of people. But someone on the inside, I imagine. Someone who knows every inch of this place. Knows where to plant bombs that can't be found. If I was doing it, it'd have to be someone who'd studied the place well over a long period of time.
Which narrows the field of suspects considerably.
Oh, Elizabeth! Good to see you! Who's this?
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm with Liz.
Well, you must have a death wish, mate.
Why?
Well, no one calls her Liz.
Anyway, getting back to the matter at hand. Mike, what you're suggesting doesn't make sense. The Trig staff rotate every 6 months. Security systems are updated and changed to avoid this. It'd have to be someone on the top of each and every change.
Listen, I think I should follow Mike's suggestion and get a call out. Can someone help me up?
What's wrong?
Oh, his back's damaged.
Oh, I can fix that.
No, it's all right. You can leave me after all.
What? He's not injured at all.
I told you to stay back. Another step closer, any of you, and I fire. Maybe you tomorrow people can't kill, but I can kill you.
Of course. A chairman on a return second term. You'd know everything backwards.
He'd have to.
I explained so much about Callisto as well.
Shut up! You are my prisoners.
No. Now your gun's not going to work.
I warned you. No! No! Why is it not working?
Social skills, not my bag. Moving tiny bits of metal around, reconfiguring complex machinery, I'm your man. Yeah, and I enjoyed that too. Now look, let's get this guy locked into a storeroom so he can't do any more damage.
In a moment, Mike. Listen, Stephen's here too. I spoke to him earlier, but I can't sense him now.
I can, but faintly.
Yes, yes, if I stretch my mind
out. What about John?
John?
Oh yeah, he's here too. Another TP soldier in waiting, are you?
I might be.
I can sense them both. On the spaceship. Out there. Nearly out of range.
Quite a reunion.
Stephen, are you all right? Have they hurt you?
Hurt me? Yes, no, I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
How should I know? You sent into the Trig to get mended.
Mended? You abandoned me.
He was mended. Ella and I saw him 2 months ago. He was almost cured, being kept in for last-minute checkups.
Oh, dear, I wonder what happened.
John, you promised. You promised I'd get better, but my head, it aches. I just can't focus on anything.
That'll be the shock treatment I've been giving him.
Why?
Well, in case I needed a lever over you. It all comes back to guilt again. Really, John, you do have to put these ghosts of your past to rest. I can easily get you shot at this one. Excuse the pun.
You hurt him, aren't
you? You what? Oh, I'm so scared. No, I won't hurt him. Yet. Yes?
Shall I destroy any more of the Trig? Life support, perhaps?
Good question. John, ball's in your court.
What do you want this war computer to do?
No, you mustn't.
Oh, belt up. Nurse, take this cretin away and sedate it, please.
Yes, of course, Race.
Ah, a name at last.
Sorry, yes, my real name's Race. This is my lovely associate, Narina.
Pleased to meet you properly. Can I kill someone else, please?
Oh, go on. Take out the medical wing. Unless... John?
No. Tim was a one-off. I'd rather die.
Oh, good. I love nobility. Trouble is, you're not going to have that choice. The cartel can easily scrape the information from you if they need. My way is just less expensive and neater.
Watch.
It's been said before.
Elizabeth.
What?
Elizabeth was in the medical wing on the Trig.
And now she's lots of dissipated atoms. Shame.
Actually, no. She's here.
Oh, great. One step closer, any of you, and Stephen's neck goes snap.
So?
I don't know you, do I? Still, no matter. I'm assuming that Elizabeth and John are sufficiently fond of Stephen that they don't want him dead, and yes, Mr. Trigger happy.
Mike Bell.
Hi, Mike. As I say, you can shoot me down, but not faster than I can kill your friend, so put it away.
Why?
Put it away, Mike.
Oh, John, do it now. Please. Typical. All right. It's holstered. Now, let Stephen go.
No.
My neck hurts.
I want a decision, John.
You've had it. No. We're expendable, actually, all of us. All the Tomorrow People. And we won't be blackmailed, Race. Sorry.
Ah!
Sorry, Stephen, did you say something?
Please,
for pity's sake, let him go.
You don't get it, do you? No, I will not let him go. I will not do what you want. I will not suddenly realize I'm a really bad guy and fall down sobbing and begging forgiveness. So try another trick.
Stephen, take my hand.
Huh? My head.
Ah.
her.
No, you don't.
Are you all right, Stephen?
Yes. Yes, I'm okay.
And you, John?
Fine. You?
Never better, thanks to Robert here.
Hi,
Robert.
My God, my head is clearing. What did you do?
He's a healer.
You know how to pick your soldiers, John. I'll give you that.
I can think again. Oh, thanks, Robert.
Pleasure, I think.
It hurt you?
Slightly, but I'm okay now.
Well, that's worrying. If in healing others you take pain into yourself, that can't be good.
So, Mike, it's been a while. Good punch.
Yeah, won't keep your mouth for long. Let me use the stun gun on him.
You can't shoot a defenseless man.
Well, why the hell not? He's from the cartel. They're not exactly the good guys.
Because we don't do things that way.
No, you don't do things that way. But I'm not one of your soldiers anymore, okay?
Soldiers? What soldiers? The Tomorrow People isn't an army.
No. But you ran it, or ran us, like we were the bloody TA on a Sunday afternoon. Admit it, mate. You like the power trip.
Power? What power?
The power you have, or had, over me, over Stephen, Elizabeth, and the others.
Oh, no, don't drag me into this.
Well, why not? Well, did he treat you any differently?
It wasn't like that, exactly.
What are you implying? I mean, come on, Elizabeth. If you've got a problem with the way I ran things back then, let's hear it.
No, I'd rather not.
So there was a problem?
Yes. No. Oh, I don't know, John. You can be unbearably pompous and overbearing. You always knew what was best, and our opinions rarely mattered.
That's not fair.
But, Mike, you must admit, 99 times out of 100, John was right.
Oh, why do I have to admit that?
Because it's true. And if you'd spent more time listening and learning from John's experience, you might have had an easier ride of your time with the Tomorrow People.
An easier ride? How much easier did it have to be for him?
Hey, John, stop it, all right? Mike, you're wasting your time trying to argue with him.
Oh, thanks.
No, seriously. We've been through all this before, remember? I know you can't change who you are, John. Any more than Mike can. Why don't you both accept that?
I preferred you half dead.
Mike!
Oh, whatever.
You lot make me sick, you know that? After all we went through, after all we did, all we learned together, and yet none of you can see why we did it. You were kids, all of you. It was my job to protect you as much as protect Earth and everything else, and I did a damn good job of it for the most part. Funny how you managed to change, to get into trouble after leaving me, leaving Tim and the lab. Think on that while I go and do something about stopping this ship.
Can I give you a hand?
If you want.
Pompous, arrogant...
But like I said, he's right, isn't he?
No.
I think he is. And deep down, so do you.
Oh, look, who cares?
Well, look at this.
Oh, great, now he's awake again.
The Tomorrow People, the top class, the originals, the classic lineup, the superstars, all fighting and bitching and being grumpy. They say you can't go home again. You know what?
What?
Looks like they're right.
Don't let it get to you. They're ungrateful.
No, they're just scared. Letting off steam, letting out a few pent-up aggressions. You might get like that one day.
Not likely.
Don't bank on it. They were kids. Teenagers. Forced to save the world when they should have been getting interested in girls and rock and roll. In many ways, I took away their childhood. The best years of their lives. Can't blame them for being angry.
Elizabeth isn't.
Elizabeth's the same age as me. Anyway, boys mature slower. She always used to say that.
So what do we do about this ship?
Done it. Now, listen. I don't like asking you to do this, however enthusiastic you are. You're not as trained or experienced as the others, but...
But I'm all you've got right now?
Exactly. Sorry to ask this of you, but you must jaunt back to the Trig, then find the security teams and help get the rest of the bombs located. Can you do that?
Of course I can.
Thank you. Not much frightens you, does it?
Pretty much everything does, actually, but, hey, I'm just getting used to all this.
Yes, I suppose if we ever stop being frightened, we've gone too far. Off you go. Right. Now, back to join the party.
Get away from me.
Don't hurt me.
Listen, John's not here to stop us now.
Stay away.
Why should we?
You threatened us, imprisoned us, tried to murder us.
Heaven knows exactly how many people died on the Trig.
And you want us to stay away from you? I don't think so.
But you're pledged not to hurt, to kill.
Really? Is that what you think? You must remember why I'm in the Trig in the first place.
I should hope he does remember. He kept you pumped full of drugs, slowing your recovery. You'd think he might remember that.
Who knows what scum like him think? He and his cartel thugs might not easily learn things.
Like lessons?
Yeah, lessons. Would you like us to teach you a few lessons, mate?
Mike?
Who knows how far we can be pushed?
Mike, wait. Look, I've been there. Don't you go. It's not worth it.
He's not worth it.
Yeah, you're right. He's not.
Ah, Robert's safely back on the Trig and what's going on here?
John, protect me. You have to. It's your moral duty. These so-called heroes are going to kill me.
Really? Heroes? Is that what you think we are? Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and so on? You stupid, sad, pathetic little man. We're better than that. Better than you. You know why?
No, why?
Because we're the Tomorrow People. We've moved beyond your games, your tyrannical methods.
Just about.
Yeah, well.
So, what are you going to do with me?
Simple. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing? What do you mean, nothing?
Hang on.
No, you hang on. This weasel nearly killed us.
Nothing. Instead, we'll leave you here, safely inside this ship. Got no motor power now, it's just drifting. But give it a few weeks, maybe a month or two, it'll drift back into your cartel's reach, and they'll find you, haul you out.
Have you any idea what they'll do to me?
More than a flea in the ear, if I recall what you said earlier.
Then what?
Then, Mike, he takes a message back.
Which is?
That this area of space is ours. Earth, this solar system. Whilst the Federation rebuild the Trig, starts afresh. Tell your cartel this. We are the Tomorrow People. We're stronger than you. Our numbers increase each and every day. And just when you think you've cut down one of us, new ones spring up. Old ones return to the fold. Earth and its surroundings is under our protection. It's our home, and you and your kind are not welcome. If you so much as breathe in our direction, or on any world that falls under Federation jurisdiction, and believe me, that's a number also increasing daily. Just one whiff of you, and you'll answer to the combined force of the most powerful people you've ever imagined. I won't be pushed around by your type ever again.
Someone out of bed the wrong side this morning.
Right. Okay, now you listen to me, you jerk.
Mike, yeah?
Just shoot him.
Sure.
Oh, thank God for that.
Well, that was quite a speech, John. I hope you can back it up.
We have to, don't we?
Yes.
How?
By doing what we do best. Being better than the likes of him. Protecting the others. I'm going back to Earth, guilty memories or not. I've work to do.
Guilty memories? Hell, we've all got those.
Oh, who's coming with me? It'd be nice to have the old gang together again.
What? Like today, you mean? All shouting and yelling and fighting? Gee, no thanks.
I can't, John. I've got to get in touch with the Federation. See about repairing whatever's left of the Trig.
Nor me, mate. I agree with you and everything you said to our sleeping chum there, but my life's out there. Identifying those planets the cartel might pick on, and getting them noticed instead by Elizabeth and her council buddies.
Stephen? Paul and Eleanor would be pleased to see you again.
I'd like to, but no. Mike, I'll tag along with you if that's okay. Split the planets between us, cover twice as much ground, twice as fast.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that'd rock.
So, I suppose this is goodbye.
Again.
Au revoir, I hope.
The old team. Together one last time, jeez. I feel like one of the Magnificent Seven.
That's a film, John. With actors?
Haven't you got a galaxy to explore?
Yeah. Mike, Callisto first?
Why not? I'm not good on farewells, so see you guys around, yeah?
Mike, he's gone.
Hey, somehow, no matter what happens, it's never boring with you lot, is it? Bye.
Bye. If we're not careful, we'll be out of jaunting range of the Trig.
Will you stop over?
No, I just want to go home.
Home? Do any of us really have just one place we call home these days?
I do.
Oh, yes, I know. The lab.
with Tim and the others.
Odd as it may seem, I do actually have quite a nice house of my own. That's home to me.
Goodbye, John. Don't leave it so long next time.
Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, John.
I need a boost to jaunt straight back to the lab. Can you home in on my coordinates and help me back?
Of course, John.
Okay, Tim. Bring me in.